Ksuva Beinak Suvim. It wasn't the Megillah, just the Megillah's Esther. It had a few other Svarim written on it also. So Amalei said back to him, Harayomu, didn't we learn that Akara Bemegillah Ksuva Beinak Suvim La Yotza? You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah if you read it this way, if it's not just Megillah's Esther by itself. Like, didn't we learn that Akara Bemegillah Ksuva Beinak Suvim La Yotza? You're not Yotza the Mitzvah. Like knocked them on the head, like to say, you should know the halacha is really betzibah shoni. It was only learned betzibah. If you read the Megillah betzibah, then it's not nice to read it from a ksav that's amongst other ksuvim also, because there you need a bigger person manes. But if you're reading it privately in your own house, then it's mutter. Shalei betzibah, you're allowed to read it even from a sefer that has other svarim in it also. So he was reading it privately, therefore it's mutter. The Amr Rabbi Chiya Barab, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Shir Hatfar Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. That that we say when you sew up even a Sefer Torah, we sew up the pieces of parchments, you put two pieces together, you sew it, you're not allowed to sew it all the way to the top and all the way to the bottom. You have to leave a little bit on top unsewn, and a little bit on bottom unsewn. In other words, when you sew it, you have to start first sewing it here, and stop before you reach the end and before you reach the top. You should know that's Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. Shear atfar, you have to leave over part of the sewing, lachal mashim sinai. O machal al mach, hit him on the head, for yomer, you know, was only said, el kadesh lo yikra. The reason is that it shouldn't rip. If you sew it all the way to the top, when you start pulling a little bit, it's going to rip there. And it's not going to look nice. But if you don't sew it on top, so the top part is a little bit movable anyway. So if you start moving a little bit, it won't rip here, because it's not sewed down. So the lachal why you're not supposed to sew it down till the top is, it should not come to rip, and then it won't look nice. This is less halacha of shir hatfar. That's halacha l'moshe mitzinai, that you can't sew up the sefer, a sefer Torah, till the top or to the bottom. And he said, the reason is only that you should not rip it. If you would have sewn it all the way to the top, it would be very stiff like. Kishumahatkoi le sefer Torah, v'nikra, it would rip. Avol achshav kishumahatkoi v'koyach v'maschol ha'achiv v'roitzel ikora moneya malahatkoi yosef. Like Monashok, when you start pulling it now, and you see that on top it starts to divide, so don't pull it so strong anymore. Like if it's sewn to the top, so when you pull it, you don't realize you're pulling it so strong until it breaks. But if on the top it's not sewn, the top part is without sewing, so if you pull it so tight, the top part starts to open up a little bit. So you know to stop then, and you won't rip it. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Barab, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Il Mole Nishtaye Bimoro, Shomad Bo Moshe Veliyo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu to Liyo Anovi, so it was pitch dark there in the tent, in that Moro, in the cave. But if there would have been a little bit light coming in, Kamole Nekev, even a small hole, Machat, Sitkis, even like a small crack, how big of a needle, they couldn't have stand there because of the light. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, nobody could see me and still stay alive. So in other words, Moshe there was like pitch dark together, like, so that's why he couldn't really see Hashem. That's why he was able to stay alive. But if there would have been a little bit light coming in, and then it's cold, you could see Hashem, they couldn't have stayed alive. So Rashi says, Mora Shama by Moshe, Kishavra Kodesh Baruch Hu Lefonav, when Hashem went past by Moshe, Kishenema Visamticha Benikra Satsur, V'Eliyo Afu Omad V'Yoyse Mora, V'Yova Kodesh Baruch Hu Lefonav, Shenema V'Yovu Shom El Amora, V'Yoy Metzei V'Amanato Bahar, V'Ni Hashem Oiver, that Hashem passed by Yos Eliyo Anovi. So saying at that time when they were in the cave, Macha Tzitki Shalonu, Shehi Dakom, if there would have been a crack, the small size of a pin, of a nail, of the pin, the top of the pin, the teifrim ball, like you use for sewing, a sewing pin, sitki bigdodim v'yesh machat acheres gasur nikras machat shel sakoyim. There are other type of needles that are thicker. This means a thin type of a needle. There would have been a little bit hole that light could come in. Is l'molin ishtari bonekav kifi machat kishavra aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is they wouldn't have been alive, because the Pasuk says, Klo Yirani Yodam V'chayim. So it's interesting, even though at that time they're supposed to see Hashem, but it was pitch dark there, they couldn't really see. V'yom Rabbi Chiya Barab, Om Rabbi Yechanan. My Dichsev, what does the Pasuk say? V'yaleyem kechol ha'advorim asher dibur Hashem imochem. That means Bahar. That means Melamed Sheherra HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Dikduke Torah. He showed him by Hasinia the Dikduke Torah. Rashi says that means Ribuyin, Essin, Vegamin, Miyutin, Achin, Verakin. The Dikduke Torah means if you marble something, there's an extra S in the Pasuk. And from the yes, we marble something. Or else Miyutin, Achin, Verakin, there's a Miyut from the word. It's not exactly how to be Medardik. From the Mikrom, Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu. The Dikduke Seferin, Rashi says, Shadiktuko Ha'achroinim, Miloshim Mishnah Rishonim. That forget what says later in the Mishnayis was also taught to Moshe Rabbeinu. And even what the Chachomim later on is going to be Mechadish also. What is it, Mikra Megillah? The Mikra Megillah was also taught to Moshe Rabbeinu by Har Sinai. Right. Hakel Ksherim Likra says the Megillah. Who could read the Megillah for the Rabbim to be made to the Rabbim? Anybody. Anybody could read the Megillah to be made to the Rabbim. Chutz Micheresh Shaita B'Kotin. A Cheresh, somebody that can't hear, or Shaita is Lar Badas, and a Kotin. A Kotin, since he's not Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah, he can't be made to the Rabbim, he can't read the Megillah for the Rabbim. We have Yehuda Machshe B'Kotin. Yehuda says, no, a Kotin is allowed to be the Balkari, he could read the Megillah to be made to the Rabbim. Tomorrow says, Mantan, who's the time of our Mishnah that says Cheresh? That means somebody has brains, just he can't hear, he's deaf. Mantan a Cheresh Dieved Namiloi. Apostle Mishnah says he can't read even by the Yevid. Who does our Mishnah go like to say even by the Yevid? That even if the Cheresh read the Megillah, we're not Yoytze the Mitzvah. Omer Rav Masna Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah Lechura goes according to Rabbi Yosi Shita.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
To Tzlan, we learned like this. Ha'akoyre Shema. We have Gemara in Brachis. Before Ha'akoyre Shema, somebody reads the Shema. V'lo Hishmia Li Oznoi. And he reads it so low that his own ears does not hear what he's saying. Is Yotza? Shino B'diyevad Yoytza the Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yosi Yoyme Lo Yotza. No, you're not Yotza. So Rabbi Yosi Yoz, know what a Diba means. A Diba means that you can hear what you're saying. And if it's so low that you can't hear, or else in our case where you're a cheresh, you're a deaf person, and you can't hear what you're saying, that's not called a dibur. So according to Rabbi Yosi, when a cheresh says something, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of dibur, he can't read the Megillah for the Rabbin. Is Rabbi Yosi Yom Lo Yotza? So may our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi, that says that even b'dieved, a cheresh is not yet to the mitzvah. Can't read for us. So Mara says to Mimai, what's the raya of the Rabbi Yosi he? What's the raya of our Mishnah that says that chutz mecheresh shayt v'kotin goes according to Rabbi Yosi Shita. Udiyevad namiloi, that the Mishnah means even b'dieved, even if you already read it for the tzibur, you're not yet to the mitzvah, you have to hear it over again. Dilma Rabbi Yehudi, maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. Ulachatchilahu deloi, our Mishnah just means lachatchila. You should not let a cheresh read the Megillah for the tzibur. Don't let him do it. Hodiyevad, but let's say he already read it. Maybe shapadami, maybe you would be yet to the mitzvah. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehudi Shita. So Gemara says, Leistakotaitach, don't think like that. Tiktoni, our Mishnah says, Cheresh, dum you the shayt of a cotton. The Mishnah says, like, Akol Ksherim Likud says in Megillah, Chutz, excluding a Cheresh shayt of a cotton. So a Cheresh Lechura, a deaf person, has the same aloch like a shayt of fool and a cotton. Ma shayt of a cotton. The Yevad Namiloi, just like a Shait of a Kotan, if they read the Megillah, we're not Yaitzel, we have to hear it over again. Av Cheresh, Lechura, the Mishnah means a Cheresh also. If a deaf person reads the Megillah, the Yevad Namiloi, that even with the Yevad, we're not Yaitzel the Mitzvah. So who does our Mishnah go like Rabbi Yaitzel? So that's the Raya, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yaitzel Shita, that even with the Yevad, you're not Yaitzel the Mitzvah, and not according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Mar says no, the Dilma may be, Horkid Yisav, Horkid Yisav. Maybe each case is by itself. That a cheresh is only lechatchila, he should not read it. But for the Yevid, if he reads it, since he's a bar dasi aseichem, we could be yoytze the mitzvah. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And only a shayt of a kot is no good for the Yevid. So Gemara says no. I'll tell you another proof that the reisha cannot be Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Mi diktoni seifa, since the end of our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'kotin, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that a kotin. even though he's not bar mitzvah yet, he could read the Megillah for the Rabbim. That's Rabbi Yehudi Shita. Nechlal the Reisha, Lav Rabbi Yehudi. So it's a right that the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah, is not Rabbi Yehudi Shita. If it's not Rabbi Yehudi, who is it like? Rabbi Yossi. So the Rabbi Yossi Shita is, if you don't hear what you're saying, it's not called a Dibur, it's not called a Kriya, so therefore we're not Yehudi to the Mitzvah. The verse says no, maybe the Dilma Kul Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe the whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now this part of the Gemara Rashi in the Bach says we shouldn't be gervous. That mi dami reisha lepsula v'seifu l'ksheira. This part we shouldn't be gervous. Rather like this. The Mormons say maybe the whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'dilma kulu Rabbi Yehudi. U'tre gavne kotin ketoni. Lo. And the Mishnah is talking about two different types of kotin. Like to say the whole Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who it's a stira. The Reisha says that a kotin cannot read the Megillah. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, machshe v'kotin. So how could you say the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? So I'll tell you, maybe the Mishnah is talking about two different types of ketanim. V'chasuri bechzuru, and something is missing in the Mishnah. V'ochi ketoni. This is the way really you should read the Mishnah. Ha'akoyol kisherim likra says the Megillah. Everybody is allowed to read the Megillah. Chutz mi cheres shayt v'kotin. Excluding a cheres shayt v'kotin is not allowed to. Now, the medevar mamurim, when do we say this? The cotton shalohi gila chinuch. If the cotton is not even 5 or 6 years old yet, he didn't come to the shir of chinuch. Avol b'cotton shigila chinuch. Let's say a cotton that came ready to the shir, that there's a mitzvah of chinuch for him. Tia de megillah. So Rashi says here, Shasad, the medevar mamurim says, b'cotton shigila chinuch. Lechinuch mitzvahs are going ben tes. Teisha or ben eser. He's not 9 or 10 years old. K'damrinim b'yumim perik basar. That's Rashi Shita. Achidish, that you go both to the shir of Yom Kippur, what the shir is to fast. Tosis other Rishonim argue and say, no, that's only a shir for fasting. For fasting, Rabbanim will not mechayiv a small kid to fast until he's 9 or 10 years old. But for Shar mitzvahs, the klal is, the Gemara always says, as soon as he's Yodei, he knows about the mitzvah, there's a chiyuv chinuch. When your kid understands what it means to put on tzitzis, you have to buy tzitzis for him. He could be 5 or 6 years old also. So it's lav dafka where Rashi says here 9 or 10, they say about it means even 5 or 6 also. But I call upon him a kon, shigila chinuch, then the beauty shitri is afilu katchila. Even the katchila, a cotton could read the Megillah. Why? Shrev Yehuda machshev a cotton, if Yehuda shifter is a cotton, could read the Megillah. In other words, mikra Megillah is only midrabbanan. The whole chiyuv to hear the Megillah is only midrabbanan. And the cotton shegila chinuch is also mechuyiv midrabbanan. Therefore, if Yehuda holds the cotton shegila chinuch, could be married to the rabbi mikra Megillah, since they're both only midrabbanan. Gemara says, b'maya kimta, what do you want to say our Mishnah goes like then? Krev Yehuda, our whole Mishnah is of Yehuda shita. I of Yehuda holds a cherish. If the Yevid, if he reads Kriya Shema, is Yotze the Mitzvah, is also here also with the Yevid, Kiv Yehuda over the Yevid. That our Mishnah says that Chutz Mecherish Shait V'Kotn, cherish is no good. It just means Lachatchila not. But with the Yevid Taka, he could be Yotze the Mitzvah. But the Yevid of a cherish reads the Megillah, you would be Yotze the Mitzvah. For the Gemara, Elohod the Ketoni. That we learn Elohod the Ketoni. We have Yehuda Bray to Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. That says cherish hamadaber. V'yeinu shemeya. If you have a cherish, a deaf person, even though he could talk, but he can't hear, the locher is torim lechatchila. He's allowed to be torim lechatchila. There's such a sheet like that. He owes lechatchila. You're allowed to be torim. He's lechurimani. Who does this price to go like? Rabbi Yehuda, if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda's sheet that argues on Rabbi Yosi's Gemara Brachis, who's saying tiyeva din lechatchila loy. Rabbi Yehuda is also only saying that a cheresh could read the Megillah only with the Yevid. Like if you read Krishna and you don't hear what you're saying, well, going now, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is with the Yevid, you get to the mitzvah. But lechatchila, that's not the mitzvah. Well, going now, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, lechatchila, you have to hear what you're saying. And here the Brisa says not like that. Here the Brisa says that a deaf person that can't hear, lechatchila is allowed to say the bracha. So does this Brisa go like? Rabbi Yehuda can't go like. Rabbi Yossi, the Yevid Namelor, like Rabbi Yossi for sure can't go. Rabbi Yossi says, if you don't hear Kriya Shema, if you don't hear what you're saying, you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah even with the Yevid. So for sure, you're not Yetzir the Megillah, and for sure, you can't make Truma either. So who does this price go like? So Gemara wants to say Ella like this. Ella, V'Ella, what do you want to say? How do you want to answer this price? V'Ella, my Rabbi Yehuda. Who you want to say this price goes like Rabbi Yehuda Shita? V'Yafilu Lechatchila. And the pshat is Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that even lechatchila a cheresh could read the Megillah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Yosi in the Gemara in Shat Brachis
about Krishma, there Shritur is, even if he can't hear what you're saying, you yoitz to the mitzvah even the chachila. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So like this pshat, our Mishnah can't go like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah will dafka have to be Rabbi Yossi. That our Mishnah says, chutz mi-cheresh shayt v'kotin, that a cheresh cannot read the Megillah, has to go according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. That also even with the Evod, you're not yoitz. Because you want to tell me now, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that argues on Rabbi Yossi holds, even l'chatchila, you're allowed to read the Megillah or read Krishma, even if you can't hear what you're saying. And that's pshat then of this price here that said, Rabbi Yehuda Brei, to Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said, that cheresh ha-madav v'enesh shemei ha-tarim l'chatchila, that a person that even though he could talk, and that even though he can't hear but could just talk, he's allowed to be mafrit truma. Now by being mafrit truma, what it means here is that you have to say the bracha also. Lechura, how could you make the bracha? According to Rabbi Yossi, you can't take off truma. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't say the bracha. If you say a bracha that you don't hear what you're saying, that's not called a bracha. So this brisa that says lechatchila, you're allowed to let this person make the bracha, has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that we want to say now, argues on Rabbi Yossi, and says, lechatchila, you're allowed to read it, even if you can't hear it. So if so, our Mishnah that says, a cheresh cannot read the Megillah, again, cannot go like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So our Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Yossi. So far, everything would come out very good. There's only two Shitas. Rabbi Yossi says, even v'diyevad, you're not yoytze the mitzvah, you can't hear what you're saying. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, l'chatchila, you're allowed to do it. So therefore, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yossi, and this price goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So everything would be good. Mar says, no, still something shver. Elohada Tanya, we learned another brice of Gemara and Brochus. Elohada Tanya, lo yivarech adam bircha samazim bliboy. A person should not bench in his heart. V'yimbirech yotza, but v'diyevad, if you bench, said bircha samazim in your heart, you yotza. Here's the churamani. Now, bliboy here doesn't mean you don't speak out the words. Havadi, you have to speak it out. Bliba here just means that you did not hear what you said. You see, there's a man diyom that it says here that you're only yaitzah b'diyevah, not l'chatchila. That l'chatchila lo yivarech birchas mazon if you don't hear what you're saying. But b'diyevah you yaitzah. So who does this go like? Mani. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yossi. Because in Rabbi Yehuda, afu l'chatchila. You want to tell me now, we're going now, Rabbi Yehuda, shit there is, even l'chatchila. You're allowed to hear, you say a bracha, even if you can't hear it. So, kuri yish lechatchilu, you're allowed to bench, believe means just you don't hear what you're saying. Ir Rabbi Yossi, if this price goes according to Rabbi Yossi, afilu diyevad namiloi. Rabbi Yossi is the one that said that you're not yotze mitzvah krishma. A kriya diba means you have to hear what you're saying. If you don't hear what you're saying, it's not called a diba. So now we're shver on this price. This price says that lechatchilu not, but diyevad yes, who does it go like? So Gemara says like this. So the kids, so we have to have three shittas here. There's one price that says, l'chatchila, you're allowed to say, make truma, say the bracha, even though you can't hear it. There's another price that says, only b'dievad you could bench that way, but not l'chatchila. And then there's Rabbi Yossi Shita in the Mishnah named Brachis that says that if you read Krishna and you don't hear what you're saying, you're not yotzi even b'dievad. So how do we have the three Shitas? So Gemara says like this.